With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Happy New Year, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. The season of Christmas culminates on the 12th day, the Feast of the Epiphany. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to music that celebrates that feast with music that bridges the time from Christmas to the visit of the Three Kings. We'll hear wonderful music by Jakob Clemens Non Papa, Elizabeth Poston, Will Todd, and others. Organ music for Epiphany opens our program as we listen to Todd Wilson play the prelude on the Introit for Epiphany by Maurice Durufle, based on the plain chant Introit. It'll be followed by a companion fugue on the theme of the Carillon at Soissons Cathedral. He plays the organ at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in Dallas.
Thank you.
Todd Wilson played the prelude on the Introit for Epiphany and fugue based on the theme of the Carillon at Soissons Cathedral, both composed by Maurice Durufle. The instrument was built by the Schutte Organ Company and is housed at St. Thomas Aquinas Church in Dallas. John Henry Hopkins' iconic Epiphany carol, We Three Kings, is next, in an arrangement by Jeremy Bankson and Tom Trenny. Mr. Bankson leads the choir First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We Three Kings, as arranged by Tom Trenny and Jeremy Bankson, who led the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mr. Bankson conducted with Mr. Trenny at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Salvation is Created was composed by Pavel Chesnikov in 1912 as the fifth in his 10 communion hymns. The text, translated as Salvation is Created in Midst of the Earth, O God, O our God, Alleluia, is based on verse 12 of Psalm 74, which reads, For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. We'll hear the Utah State University Chamber Singers, led by Corey Evans. Corey Evans led the Utah State University Chamber Singers in Salvation is Created by Pavel Chesnikov. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge sings next in two selections. First, they'll sing an arrangement by Robert Rice of the traditional English carol, How Far Is It to Bethlehem?, followed by The Star, composed by Harold Sventelius on a Swedish folk carol and arranged by Hans-Ola Eriksson. Stephen Layton conducts. Thank you. The Star by Harold Sventelius and arranged by Hans Ola Eriksson was sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Earlier, they sang How Far Is It to Bethlehem, arranged by Robert Rice. Stephen Layton conducted. The star that led the three kings to Bethlehem is the focus of our next selection as well. Out of the Orient Crystal Skies by Richard Skodava is performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale, directed by Eric Nelson. The Atlanta Master Chorale sang Out of the Orient Crystal Skies by Richard Skodava. Eric Nelson conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most glorious motets of the Renaissance from the Flemish composer Jacob Clemens non Papa is his piece Magi Veniunt ab Oriente. It recounts the tale of the Magi and their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh in dramatic style. Particularly notable is a powerful passage when the wise men see the star and proclaim, "This is the sign of a great king." New York Polyphony performs. The motet Magi Veniunt Ab Oriente by Jakob Clemens Non Papa was sung by New York Polyphony. In 1946, Richard Purvis, longtime organist and choirmaster at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, adapted and arranged an old Scottish carol in his composition, What Strangers Are These? The strangers take the form of different characters in each stanza, beginning with Mary and Joseph, then the baby Jesus, then the shepherds and magi. The choir of Trinity Church Boston is led by Brian Jones with Ross Wood at the organ. What Strangers Are These?, an old Scottish carol arranged by Richard Purvis, was sung by the choir of Trinity Church, Copley Square in Boston. Brian Jones directed. From a newly released recording by the Tucson-based ensemble True Concord Voices, we'll hear the first recording of a piece by Pennsylvania-based composer Glenn Rudolph. One Gift sets a wonderful text by contemporary poet and theologian Thomas Troeger, which presents the idea of one gift above that of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The grace to kneel and bow before the Christ child in humility. True Concord Voices is led by Eric Holton. Guy Watley plays the organ. true Concord voices from Tucson, Arizona, sang One Gift by Glenn Rudolph on a text by Thomas Troeger. Eric Holton conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our next selection comes from a recording newly released by the Choir of King's College, Cambridge, a complete recording of the centenary service of A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, broadcast on Christmas Eve 2018. It's a recording made all the more poignant and treasured in light of the recent passing of their longtime director, Sir Stephen Clebury, just this past November 22nd. The choir sings Elizabeth Poston's lovely carol, Jesus Christ the Apple Tree. Sir Stephen Clebury led the choir of King's College, Cambridge in Jesus Christ the Apple Tree by Elizabeth Poston. It was taken from a new recording presenting the centenary service of A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols from King's. Composer Will Todd was asked by Oxford University Press to contribute a new carol to a collection they published in 2010. He wrote words and music to create My Lord Has Come. We'll listen to the girl choristers and lay clerks from Ely Cathedral, led by Sarah MacDonald. Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern in congregational and choral settings by Johann Hermann Schein and Michael Pretorius. The Margareta Consort was directed by Marit Brokroloffs. Earlier we heard My Lord Has Come with words and music by Will Todd. It was performed by the girl choristers and lay clerks of Ely Cathedral. Sarah MacDonald conducted. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to close the Christmas season and usher in Epiphany. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.